It's time to take a journey, to find your courage, break through your limits, and master your destiny. It's time for Ken D. Foster's Voices of Courage. Ken brings you some of the most courageous people on the planet that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. It's time to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. It's time for Voices of Courage. And here's your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, hello and welcome, everybody. How's your day? I hope you're having a great day today. You know, since most of our problems come from fear, I'm going to invite you to take a deep dive into letting go of anything that might be causing you stress, concern, worry, or challenges in your life. You know, I don't know if you know this, but if you can release your fear from your life, many times that healing is instantaneous. In fact, being fearless is the only way to be healthy, truly, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. So today our show is called The Courage to Outthink Fear, and I am your host, Ken D. Foster. And I want to say this, we have a great challenge in America today. Yes, the coronavirus is sweeping the nation. And yes, a lot of people are out of work. And unfortunately, many people are dying from this disease. But our greatest challenge is not the coronavirus. Our greatest challenge in America is uncertainty. You know, we don't like to feel out of control in this country. We like to plan our days. We like to set goals. We like to know our outcomes. We like to have a lot of certainty in our life. But right now, we're in a place where uncertainty is pretty much what we all live with. We're not sure if the stores will be open. We're hoping they are. We're not sure the banks will be open. We're hoping they are. We're not sure how long the lockdown will take. We're not sure if we have a job to go back to. We're not sure about a lot of things. And that creates sometimes anxiety, stress, fear, worry, and concern in those that are in these situations. Well, I want to say this. We don't necessarily have to fear uncertainty. In fact, it's not a bad thing, really, because when we're in that uncertain place, we can actually create a lot of new things in our life. We can start to question what's working, what's not working, and what we want to do differently in our life. Now, uncertainty and fear are not the same. You know, fear will shut you down, where uncertainty, again, can open you up to new possibilities. So I'm not talking about having fear rule your life. I'm talking about how you can use this time to really open yourself up and be more aware. And I'm also not telling you not to be cautious or to be fearless and being reckless, being fearless. I think we need to be cautious about the food we eat. I think we need to be cautious right now how much TV and how much news you're putting into your mind. I think you need to be cautious around maybe even negative or fearful people that are around you. I think you need to be cautious of what you hear and read in the media. In fact, I think you need to be cautious about a lot of things, but that doesn't mean that we can't be uncertain, because uncertainty, again, will open the doors to just about everything that you're looking for. And let me emphasize that point. Let me tell you a little story of how this has worked with a group of entrepreneurs that I meet with every couple of weeks. This is a group of entrepreneurs that own podcast networks. So they have many, many different shows on their networks. And I've been leading this group, this particular group, for a couple months. And the group has come together, but hasn't really gelled. You could just feel the energy between it. We're kind of sharing from a place of our ego, not necessarily from our soul, if that makes any sense. And so last week was different, though. So what happened? Well, I walked in with no agenda, and I walked into the meeting with uncertainty of how it would go. And I decided to just set the stage that this is going to be a meeting a little different than we've ever done before, that there is no agenda, there's no have-tos, there's nothing we have to say, do, or not say or do, there's no timeline, let's just be here together and see what happens. Well, before I tell you what happens, because it was absolutely amazing, let me just tell you the process that I took people through, because I think you can use this for your own groups. For me, stillness is really important before I start a meeting. I like to go to that still point and quiet my mind and quiet my thoughts. You know, Einstein said once, all I want to know are the thoughts of God, the rest are details. Well, what we was talking about is tapping into that creative side of ourselves that where all the answers lie. So I like to get there. So first thing I did before this group is I meditated. You know, then I created a space of security and trust. And how did I do that? You know, I let them all know we're not being recorded. This is between us. It's not going anywhere. We're not sure what's going to happen with the group. Next, I didn't have an agenda, as I mentioned. No agenda at all. I was just going to see what happens and shows up. And then I led with truly being authentic and being courageous and being vulnerable. I let them know that I'm not sure what's happening. I don't know where this is going to go. You guys may all throw me out at the end of this meeting. That's okay. I was just being vulnerable. And then I let the group know that we are going to dive into the unknown and collectively come together with something new. Hopefully, didn't know. Hey, we just walked into that place of we don't know, but let's see what shows up. And you know what happened during that group is I would watch the each person, and certainly you could tell somebody had something really important to say. So I'd call on that person as the facilitator. And sure enough, things kept showing up that were just synchronistic between all of us. And at the end of this, I want to tell you what happened because it was magical. So I have this group of entrepreneurs. They're all business owners. They all own these large networks, radio, podcast, TV networks. And at the end of this, they all came together with a solution for what's going on today in America. They all said, why don't we combine all of our collective networks and pick some business owners that are struggling in today's environment and gift them gift them ads throughout all the networks to help them build their business and help them thrive during these times. That is a cool story. That's what happens when we get vulnerable and we get to a place where we're not sure what the next step is going to be. So I'm inviting you to really step into that for yourself and see if you can maybe take this model and take it into your groups. And instead of having agendas and strategies and knowing what you're going to do and knowing what your outcome is, walk into the place of the unknown and create a place of trust and security where everybody can share in a way that will empower them. By the way, some people would judge as kind of inadequate or stupid or what. No, there was no judgment there. We just allowed everybody to share whatever comes up, and that's how the group energy grew. All righty. Well, listen, I got to take a break, but when I come back, I've got Dr. Mark McLaughlin. He's an MD, and he's the author of Cognitive Dominance. Cognitive Dominance. Wait till you hear this book. And I'm going to ask him, pick his brain a little bit about what's going on today, but we're also going to take a deep dive into the book. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. a time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back. I'm glad you're joining us today. This is Ken D. Foster, the host for Voices of Courage. And today our show is called The Courage to Outthink Fear. In studio with me, I have a very special guest. His name is Dr. Mark McLaughlin. And he is the author of a new book called Cognitive Dominance, A Brain Surgeon's Quest to Outthink Fear. Timely subject, timely time to be here. Dr. McLaughlin is a practicing board certified neurosurgeon. And he is, living in Princeton. He's the founder of the Princeton Brain and Spine Care. And he's on the front lines right now. So, Dr. McLaughlin, thank you so much for joining me today. Book over here so people can see it while I'm talking. All right. So, hey, how's this impacting you, this corona stuff that's going on right now? What's going on with that? I want to talk to you about that first.
Well, I mean, it's impacting everybody. It's certainly impacted our practice. We're essentially on call for emergencies right now. We're not doing any elective surgeries. We've volunteered to help with the internal medicine and the ICUs. But right now, they seem to have it under control. They're sort of at the high water mark now here in New Jersey. But it's a lot of work. My hat's off to all the people really on the front lines. Those are the nurses and the ICU doctors and the first responders. We're still available on call. There are still some neurosurgical emergencies. People still fall and hit their heads and they get tumors in their spine and they're, you know, losing their function in their arms and their legs. So we're still taking people to the operating room and doing those kinds of surgeries. But a lot of the more elective things like sciatica and, you know, neck and arm pain, those folks are just going to have to wait it out for another month or two at least till things settle down.
Wow. Okay. So there are a lot of people suffering and I bet, you know, for some of them, I'm sure that's kind of fearful that they're in their homes. They're not sure when they'll be able to see the doctor. They're not sure when they're going to be able to get the elective surgeries. And they're concerned about that. What do you tell somebody like that?
Yeah. So I've been, you know, we've immediately set up televisits and I've been telling my patients, hey, I'm available to talk to you at any time. Make sure that you're following routines, that you're staying on track with your health, you're eating right, you're exercising. These are things that reduce stress because stress is a big factor in pain. You know, the more stress you have, it's an amplifier of pain. So I'm telling them to stay active, be exercising, eat right, know that they can reach out to me. We're doing a lot of moves with medications over the phone. And, you know in the back pocket, like if you're having excruciating pain, you can still be seen and you can still have your treatment if you need that. So we're just kind of triaging the people that really need it the most first.
That's really good. Well, listen, you know, I know that you you have a regular commentary on Business Insider. You're a contributing author, so I know you're on the front lines of business right now too. Let's take a dive into your book a little bit. First of all, why did you write this book, and how is it relevant for the times today?
Sure. Well, you know, about 12 years ago, I got invited to give a talk up at West Point for a psychology class called The Psychology of Elite Performance. And when I started going up there, they had some very specific questions for me. What does concentration mean to a neurosurgeon? What does execution mean? What does precision mean to you? And how does that relate to the military? So I began bringing neurosurgical stories up to the cadets and telling them stories about problems that I faced, dilemmas that I couldn't solve and I had to figure out, ethical issues that face a regular doctor. And as I began telling these stories, I realized that there were some real pearls that were not just transferable to medicine, they were transferable to military, they were transferable to life. And I realized that I had the makings of an interesting story. And especially being a neurosurgeon, facing fear every day, making critical decisions, life and death decisions on people, I thought that knowing a lot about the brain, knowing the intricacies of the neuroanatomy, and having these experiences of fear, I could explain the fear mechanism to people and show them how I unpack it and metabolize it in a healthy way.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, you know, that's interesting because, you know, my first segment I was talking about going into the unknown and walking into that. I would think not only as business owner, but as a doctor, and it's kind of a lot like you lead your life. I mean, I'm sure you go into some certainty, some surgeries, you know, you got a lot of experience with it, but there's still unknowns that are happening and you're adjusting. And so you're probably a master of uncertainty is my guess.
I don't know if I'm a master of it. I feel like I'm still a student, but I do agree with you. You know, you have to have heuristics that you follow, your basic rules. You know, in neurosurgery, we have a lot of basic rules. Never cut what you can't see. Always leave a drain. Never worry about a patient alone. Those are the kinds of things that kind of keep you out of trouble, and they're things you can fall back on. But you need to be able to think when unexpected events hit you and throw you for a tizzy. And that's really what this book is about. The book really draws on a lot of philosophical thoughts that I've had ever since college. I was a philosophy major at William & Mary. And, you know, I draw from Carl Jung and some of the concepts of, like, we're all on this path. We're in the undesirable present, and we want to go to the future, which is this desirable future. And along the way, we get hit with these unexpected events that create fear. And so that's what I talk about. And really, you know, fear, it's like a very Pavlovian experience. We're on our path, we get hit with an unexpected event, and we experience fear. But fear is not the answer to the problem. Fear is just a response that we have. We're constantly trying to turn the alarm off rather than put the fire out. So we need to remember we got to put the fire out before we turn the alarm off.
Well, that's really good. Okay. Well, listen, I got to take a quick break. So when we come back, we'll take a little deeper dive into cognitive dominance and find out a little more about how we can apply this in our life. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
If you're an author, speaker, or organization committed to changing the world, and you need a partner to support you with PR, your website, or social media, Wasabi Publicity is the perfect fit. Wasabi Publicity works with companies and individuals committed to doing good in the world. Everything they do is instilled with passion, impact, and brilliance. Go to wasabipublicity.com. That's wasabipublicity.com to schedule a call with Wasabi CEO, Drew Gerber.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back to the show. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. Today, our show is all about overcoming fears. And I'm talking to Dr. Mark McLaughlin. Before I get back to Dr., I'd like to give a shout out to one of my sponsors. They're called Women's Wisdom. If you're a woman entrepreneur, you might want to pay attention to this. They're an organization that has been around since 1991, empowering women entrepreneurs to grow their businesses and grow their lives. This month, everything switched online for them. So they're now doing online networking events. I actually experienced one the other day. They break you out in these rooms. You meet all kinds of really cool new people. And then they have these top celebrity speakers that come in. This last one, they had a woman by the name of Mari Smith, who travels with Mark Zuckerberg around the country, and also Sharon Lecter, who was the Napoleon Hill Foundation representative. She wrote a book called Think and Grow Rich for Women, and also Outwitting the Devil. She helped get that manuscript to Napoleon Hill's in the world. So don't want to miss it. It's womenswisdom.net, womenswisdom.net. Hope you'll check them out and join this amazing online community. And also want to truly thank all of you that are on our show, my fans that are letting your friends and associates and everybody know about this show. I couldn't be more grateful to all of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And for those of you that are new to the show, you're just tuning in, you can find us on Facebook. You can find us on YouTube. You can find us on 200-plus shows, stations across the world, and on about 9 different networks. So if you want the replays, just go to voicesofcourage.us, voicesofcourage.us. All righty. So Dr. Mark McLaughlin, he's the founder of Princeton Brain and Spine Care. He's also the author of Cognitive Dominance, A Brain Surgeon's Quest to Outthink Fear. Okay, let's dive back into this discussion. So what is cognitive dominance? Let me just start there. How do you define it?
Cognitive dominance is enhanced situational awareness that facilitates rapid and accurate decision-making under stressful conditions with limited decision-making time. So it's a military term. And when I first heard it, when I was lecturing up at West Point, I thought, wow, that's really interesting. Where do I get that? And how do I cultivate that? And that really piqued my interest. It was intriguing to me.
Well, you know, for me, it rings true that if when we can master our minds, we can master our lives. And if your mind is just running the show, you're just going from one thing to the next or you're worried, you're stressed out, you're fearful. There's no cognitive dominance there.
That's right. You need a systematic approach to dealing with unexpected events. And that's really what I map out in the book. I mean, if you literally, you could take a white piece of paper and draw a horizontal line. That's the x-axis. And that's, you can put across that micro goals. And then you can draw a vertical line, which is the y-axis, and make that your macro goals. Then on the x-axis, also add objective facts. And on the y-axis, add subjective truths. So if you think about those are the things you kind of want to get in life. You know, you want to get a good job. You want to have a nice car. You want to have a home. You want to have a family. Those are the things like that. The y-axis are really sort of the platitudes. They're like, what do you stand for? What do you believe in? What would you die for? Those are the kinds of values that you have on the y-axis. And what I do is I talk about how when events hit us, we have to literally understand where we are on the X and Y axis. Sometimes it's positive subjective and it's positive objective. In other words, we get a check in the mail for a tax refund and we needed that money to go to get a community college class, and it's boom, boom. That's what I call flow, the upper right-hand quadrant, right? But then sometimes we obtain something objectively good, like a job promotion, but then we realize we're working for a terrible boss. And we're actually in the negative component of the values of what we believe in. So then we're not totally positive. We're positive on the objective side, but negative on the subjective side. And I call that the calm before the storm. Then sometimes we do everything right and we get hit with something objectively bad and subjectively bad. Like we get a terrible diagnosis and we're hit with real, real trouble. That's the lower left-hand quadrant, and that's called the all is lost quadrant. And then sometimes there are things that are objectively bad that hit us, but they're subjectively good. Those are the events that come into our lives like wow, that was a terrible thing, but it's the best thing that ever happened to me. And I became stronger and better. So I call that the birthing a new skill set quadrant. So the first thing you need to do when you get hit with an unexpected event that's causing your fear is to map it out on that map to figure out where you're at. That's the first step to extinguishing the fear response.
So once we map it out, okay, so we really get, I really love what you've done with that. That's brilliant.
Thanks.
So once we map it out, let's say we're in the lower left quadrant and we're in that place of, wow, unexpected event happened and now I'm out of a job and now I don't know how this is going to work for me. How do we get to the next quadrant? So what is the steps there?
Yeah, well, ideally, this is a heroic journey that we're all on, that we all experience. We can't always live in flow. I mean, it would be very King Midas-like. It would be, you'd lose interest in life. Look on the front page of the newspaper, you see people who get lost because they're always in flow. We need to go through this learning process. It's the heroic journey of life. When we get hit with something and we're in that all is lost quadrant, we got to focus on micro goals, little tiny micro goals that can help us at least start climbing our way out up to the birthing a new skill set quadrant. So sometimes it's really just the basic stuff, like I got to take care of myself. I got to take care of my loved ones. I got to focus on just keeping a balance in my account that makes sure that the bills can get paid. Those little micro goals will help slowly get us up to the next quadrant.
That's awesome. I really like that a lot. And I think a lot of people are in that place right now where they could really, really benefit from understanding this model, because if you're just sitting around and sometimes, you know, fear just freezes us. But this is, I love doing this show because, you know, bringing guests like you, Dr. McLaughlin, because we really have a solution here that you can get out of this worry, concern, and really take it to the next level. And, you know, for some, it's, of course, going back to school. Some of them, you know, it's doing their dream. It's like, wow, I've had this dream. I've never done my dream. I want to go do this dream. I want to become this or do this or travel here. And that all starts from this place where we started the conversation, or I did, from a place of uncertainty. But now we have a map to take uncertainty and overplug it over the uncertainty and take it to the next level. That's awesome. I've got about a minute and a half left on this. Let's first of all tell people how to get your book. Where do they get Cognitive Dissonance? And I'm going to hold it up for those of you on the video with me so that you can see it.
Sure. It's available on Amazon. And for bulk purchases, you can go to Black Irish Publishing. So you can get that at discounted at bulk purchase.
Okay.
And you can get on my website at markmclaughlinmd.com. There's a cognitive dominance assessment, a free quiz that you can take that can help start pointing you in the right direction of where you're at and where you might want to go. I don't know if it's a destination. I think it's a true north that you can always try and follow. I still feel like I'm a student studying cognitive dominance and trying to get better at it.
Well, I love it. And I think, you know, we started out with Carl Jung. I'll end at with Joseph Campbell. It's the hero's journey. And, you know, we're all on the hero's journey, and cognitive dissonance can help you along that line. So thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it. And I look forward to having you back on my show, because this we just scratched the surface here, Dr. McLaughlin. So thank you so much.
My pleasure, Ken. Thank you.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. Are you an author or would-be author? If so, a few of my New York Times best-selling author friends, some of my book marketing strategist friends, and I are going to be teaching you how to write, market, and launch your book to bestseller status. And get this, no cost to you. You're going to learn from the experts that I use, their formulas, and their simple steps to make your book a bestseller. So find out how to do this at CourageToChange.us/invite. CourageToChange.us/invite. There are, I think we have 12 master teachers in the class right now. You're going to learn things you never knew about book marketing. I can tell you that because I've been marketing books for the last 15 years, and I've learned a whole bunch from the experts that I brought on. Hope you'll join us at CourageToChange.us.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, hello and welcome back, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster, your host for Voices of Courage. So glad you could join us today. Today, my show is called The Courage to Outthink Fear. And I'm just really blessed here to have famed author Anne Bordeaux with me today. Let me talk about this. You know, in a world racked by violence and suicide and drug overdoses, bigotry and social media, anger, fear, worry, concern, all kinds of stuff going on, Anne throws a lifeline to anyone who is struggling. As an inspired author, a coach, a successful entrepreneur herself, an executive, Anne devotes her life to helping others develop a healthy self-worth. She has a new book out. It's called A Human Mosaic, Heal, Renew, and Develop Self-Worth. In that book, she reveals how self-worth is both the lens through which we view our lives and the basis of how we live. Anne, welcome to the show. I'm so happy to have you. This is great.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to be here, Ken.
Well, listen, you know, there's a lot going on in the world right now. You know, we're shut down, coronavirus is everywhere, you know, people are worried, they're concerned. And I'm sure it's a self-esteem and self-worth are being impacted in ways where people are losing their jobs, they're losing their identities, they're challenged. Let's talk about it for a minute. Where are you with all this? What's happening?
Yes, it's really a surreal time in our lives, and everyone is experiencing this in a different way. We're all unique individuals. But it really is, you know, it's interesting. There are so many different thoughts about how to deal with this, and I've heard the media say, you should do this, you should do that, you should do this. The truth is, what's really unusual about this time is not just what we're experiencing in the outer world, but what we're dealing with internally. Because it's really the first time in all of our lives that we have not had other distractions, the busyness of our life, running from task to task, appointment to appointment, to distract us from what we're feeling. So we're finding a lot of the people that I've interacted with and coach are finding that they are starting to face emotions that perhaps they've repressed all these years. So it's an interesting time, and I think we can look at it as even a valuable time to some degree to really reflect on your own life and the relationship you have with your loved ones and find meaning, greater meaning and deeper meaning in those relationships.
That's really good. I mean, you know, I think that some of us are doing that work. Some of us are really taking the time to slow down, to reflect, maybe to start a new habit like, you know, self-reflection or meditation, or maybe just questioning our lives in a new way. How do we gain clarity, the clarity that we need right now to go to the next level? How would you suggest we do that?
Well, personally, even with my own family and as much as I've learned and trained about self-worth, it takes a different perspective because we are in self-quarantine or isolation. And I think clarity comes with self-awareness. If you don't know what you're thinking, you're unable to change your thoughts. And it's interesting, people are so robotic in their, you know, responses to life. And now, because we're asked and required to behave and think differently, we're restricted in a lot of ways. So the way we interpret things has got a whole different nuance. And the way I phrase it is that now we have the space to really give ourselves some grace, some self-understanding, to listen to our thoughts, observe what we're thinking, and perhaps take that time to really rephrase our thoughts in our head. Because you really realize how you speak to yourself when you're in isolation or when you're alone in a setting. You realize, wow, I just said that to myself, you know. And so it's a very important time to think about what you're thinking, to reflect on what you're thinking, so you can change it if it's causing you distress.
Well, you know, I've experienced thoughts that I believe thought is universal. It's not individual. And so when somebody has a thought, let's say they're worried, they're fearful about what the next thing that's going to happen here. You know, people in Japan and China and Germany and Australia, they're all having pretty much the same thoughts. So it's about how you focus your mind and what you want to. Yeah, I love what you said. Become aware of what those thoughts are popping in. I think from my point of view, I always ask those thoughts, are those my thoughts? Because I'm very intuitive. I pick up on other people's thoughts. Are they mine? Are they someone else's thoughts? You know, maybe some other thing out there. I mean, what's your take on this?
Well, I do talk about thoughts a lot because I think that one of the things that people think is because I think this way, it must be so. All right. So for instance, if you think that you are not capable of giving a good speech, it must be because I'm not capable of speaking in public. I'm fearful of speaking in public. But what I remind people is that thoughts are only thoughts. They're not truth. They're not fact. And, you know, a lot of our great philosophers have always said, do not be influenced by other people's thoughts. Form your own thoughts. And self-worth is based on developing your own set of values and self-belief. And so that you can live with integrity according to your own inner value system.
That's really important. And I think it's at this time, it's like, you know, values are interesting. Some people think they're static, but I think values change over time. We might, in other words, the priorities of our values change over time. We might value family much more in our older years than maybe we did in our younger years. We might value connecting to our spiritual path more in a certain period of our life than others. So values seem to shift. But what is it that doesn't shift for us? What do you think that is, Anne? I'm going to take you on a little different journey here.
No, I'm glad you asked that because I think that there are certain fundamental values that, and I may disagree with you on that, I think beliefs shift, okay? So I have a belief, let's say I was born, you know, with my father was an atheist and my mother was a Catholic and they taught me to think a certain way and be a certain way. Those beliefs shift through time, evolution, and personal growth and interaction with your environment. But values should remain steadfast because as we develop value within ourselves, we have to be able to depend and trust ourselves to make the decisions that are in our best interest. So values, when I talk about values, I talk about self-trust, trust in others, integrity, being authentic, saying what you're going to do and doing what you say. Those are what I, you know, describe as values. And I find those to be steadfast. They go with you as you grow. And when we live in incongruity with our values, it's called cognitive dissonance, we are always at odds with ourselves. We are always experiencing this inner tension because what we feel in our core inner self, our soul self, is in discord with how we're behaving in reality. So that is a very, very, very difficult thing that pulls us. It's tension within us throughout our life.
That's really good. And I really get that if you're out of step with your own inner guidance, that own inner wisdom, that it does create challenges for you. And so it is about realigning with those inner truths. We'll call them values or inner beliefs that you have that that are there that you want to realign with is what I'm hearing. Okay, yeah. Listen, I've got to take a break. But first, before I take a break, I want to just mention you have this wonderful book out. It's called A Human Mosaic. And I'd like to let people know before I take the break. There it is. We're going to talk more about this in the next segment. How do people get this book, Anne?
My book is available on my website, which is www.anneoboudreau.com. It's also available on Amazon and on Barnes & Noble.
All right. So yeah, anneoboudreau.com. You might have to Google it, but it's there. And the book is The Human Mosaic, Heal, Renew, and Develop Self-Worth. We'll be right back in the next segment. And I'm going to take a little deeper dive into self-esteem and what creates self-esteem and what tears apart self-esteem. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
If you, your company, or organization is out to change the world and you need a team that produces results to take your message to the next level, Wasabi Publicity is the perfect fit. Recognized by PR Week and Good Morning America for its innovative business practices, Wasabi Publicity works with companies and individuals committed to doing good in the world. Whether it's creating an engaging website, building a passionate social media tribe, or connecting their clients with top media influencers like Good Morning America, The New York Times, and Oprah, everything they do is instilled with passion, impact, and brilliance. If you're an author, speaker, or organization committed to changing the world, and you need a partner to support you with PR, your website, or social media, go to WasabiPublicity.com. That's WasabiPublicity.com to schedule a call with Wasabi CEO, Drew Gerber.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back to our show. Today, our show is called The Courage to Outthink Fear, and I have a special guest in studio here with me, well, virtual studio, that is, Anne Boudreau, and she's an author. She's written an amazing book called Human Mosaic, Heal, Renew, and Develop Self-Worth. We're just talking about self-worth, and I want to take a little deeper dive in that about, you know, how do we build self-esteem and how do we tear down self-esteem? Let's just talk about that from your point of view.
Okay, well, one of the points that I denote in my book is that self-esteem and self-worth, although they're often used interchangeably, they're actually different aspects of ourselves. So self-esteem is what I refer to as our outer self, what we do in the world, our confidence, and our competence. So we can be a great plumber, musician, electrician, athlete, but still suffer from low self-worth. So self-worth is what I refer to as our inner self. It's how we value ourselves, our worthiness. And of course, they both reflect us as individuals, our holistic self. But self-worth is really it's the heartbeat of your life. It's everything that we do, every relationship, interaction, our ability to heal from illness, our immune system, our sleep patterns, sexuality, productivity, attitude, they're all influenced by how we feel about ourselves and our inner core being. So it's tremendously impactful on the quality of our lives and our relationships. And I think that, you know, nowadays it's much more difficult for most people to develop self-worth because there's so many mechanisms that at least I didn't grow up with that can tear you down, the social media and other influences. And so it's more important than ever to really learn how to lean inwardly and develop an inner core repository of strength, resilience, stamina, and inner peace so that you can lean on yourself and essentially become your own closest friend, hero, confidant. You know, because there's nothing less, there's nothing more distressful than feeling uncomfortable within your own self. And it really takes a toll on your life and your relationships.
Well, so, you know, I think one of the ways that people build their self-worth is by keeping commitments to themselves. And, you know, and to a certain extent, keeping commitments to others. But it seems like if you're not keeping, you know, you're not aligned with those values, and, you know, if, let's say you align with your values and you're not living those values. You're saying, you know, these are what's highest and best for me right now. These are my truest values. And yet you're going off on some other tangent, not keeping the commitment to live to those values. It seems that that would disconnect us from our self-worth to a certain extent, or chip at it at least.
Yes, it does. And what I've realized over interviewing so many people for my book and doing so much research, and we have visible examples in our real life now, that no amount of external accomplishment, no amount of wealth or material possessions is ever enough to fill that void of low self-worth. And so I think it is, you know, really the issue is that people don't want to work at anything, really. They want things to happen overnight. But we are each able to retrain our brain and learn to value and love, accept, respect who we are. And but through the science of neuroplasticity, we know we can, you know, retrain our brain and develop new neural pathways. So it's a matter of developing the passion to want to change, because we know through research that anything that's forced will not endure, that change cannot be forced upon you. You can't be guilted into it. It won't sustain. That right. You've got to be excited about changing yourself and your life, and it's well worth putting some time and effort into it.
Well, I love that message because, you know, you're the expert. I mean, you interviewed 40 trauma survivors, you know, individuals that were domestically abused, emotionally abused, sexually abused, drug addicts, devastating diagnoses, you know, all about the brain and what's going on. And your message is that, you know, through neuroplasticity, we can change, we can heal, we can grow. I think that's an important message at this time for everybody, because I think, you know, a lot of people right now are feeling maybe abused by the system, or they're experiencing some drama at their home lives. They're in a place where like, what is going on? How do I change where I am? And you can't right now. I mean, you might be able to move somewhere, but it's difficult. How does a person stay connected in these times to that healing process that can take place? I guess before I ask you that question, I want to make one more comment. I do believe that people need to create the right environment so healing can take place. So let's talk about this a little bit.
Yeah, and I think it's such a pivotal time in our lives. I mean, our world has changed dramatically in the last few months. It's unlike any we've ever experienced. None of us know quite what will be forthcoming. But it is also a remarkable time to really invest in yourself and your relationships, because we have the time. And what I've done personally is we're a family of five. I also have three dogs. Every day, I, you know, encourage my family, and I, of course, meditate myself in the morning to begin the day and end the day on an optimistic note, because we know the power of optimism is innumerable, holistically healing. You know, we have physiological benefits that are expansive, mental, psychological, even physical. And if you start just with that, today I'm going to do one thing that makes me feel of value, that brings me passion, just one thing each day, you'll find that you'll start to gravitate more and more towards that. I believe that people are born good. No one is born a bad person, and no one is born with low self-worth. When a baby, an infant is born, they don't have low or high self-worth. They begin to feel feelings of insecurity as soon as they're in their early learning environments, when their mothers perhaps ignore them and leave them or parents in dirty diapers and let them cry for hours. That's when we learn to trust or mistrust. And I think right now, during this time, we can really open up trustworthy conduits of communication by teaching ourselves and our children that, you know, we have the opportunity to build strong relationships now. And yes, we're all frustrated. We can argue, but that's okay. When you have self-worth, you know that you can have a difference of opinion with someone, and it doesn't mean you're less of a person. In fact, it means it's human to disagree and err, but it's superhuman to believe in yourself even when you are having these issues.
That's really good. All right. Well, the book is The Human Mosaic, Heal, Renew, and Develop Your Self-Worth. You can get it at Anne's website at annecbordeaux.com. That's BOUDREAU.com. Anne C, as in cat, Bordeaux.com. And you can also get it on Amazon. Anne, thank you so much. Any final thoughts?
Yes. I mean, I think that we should start with valuing who we are and learning to get to know ourselves more intimately so that we can make the changes that will lead us to a more meaningful and fulfilling life. Thank you so much for having me, Ken.
It's been my pleasure, and I hope you come back and do this again with me. That would be awesome. And for those of you that have been with us for a while, you can pre-order my book, The Courage to Change Everything, at couragetochange.us. And I'm always interested in what you have to say. So please follow us on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and send your questions and comments to viewer at voicesofcourage.us. And you can find all of our replays at voicesofcourage.us. Until next time, live an inspired life. And I look forward to connecting with you soon. Take care.
Thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And we're always interested in what you have to say. So follow Ken on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or email your questions and comments to viewer at voicesofcourage.us. Also, you can find all of Ken's previous shows by visiting voicesofcourage.us. Be sure to join us next time as Ken brings more stories of courage that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. Until next time, live courageously and see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. This has been Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.